The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gents. Thanks so much for tuning in to Noontime with JL. I'm your host, Jessica LaShawn, and today we have a great show for you where we are going to be talking about funding your business. This is for all of the entrepreneurs. We're talking about how to fund your startup and deciding if you should, because being an entrepreneur is a very hard job. There's no stability in being your own boss. Today we'll talk about the funding and the pros and cons of it. We'll highlight some tips to assist you with developing a funding strategy. We'll break down that scary phrase called venture capital and give you tips on ways to research VCs and a process to apply. Lastly, we'll have a wonderful guy by the name of Mike Mann, funding specialist for SimpleFastFunded.com. He'll provide us with tips to help you boost your business capital quickly. We're going to bring Mike live right now. How you doing, Mike?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. How are yourself?
I'm great. It's good to have you on air with us. We're eager to learn so much from you about you and your business.
Awesome. I'm eager to share.
All right. So let's start off with this question. What type of businesses do you actually fund?
Okay. So my company is Simple Fast Funded. We specialize in securing capital for small to medium-sized businesses. So I would say a large part of my client base are entrepreneurs, small businesses, even startups. And in that startup space, it's sometimes difficult to obtain funding. So anytime your business is under 2 years of age, it's still considered a startup. And it's almost one of those catch-22s. You need revenue to show that you need, that you can get, that you can support the funding, but you need revenue to get your business operating. So as far as our footprint, when we cover businesses across the country, any type of industry, we have some products for them. So we're definitely flexible, and, you know, we specialize in making sure that the funding is simple, fast, and get them funded.
Oh, that sounds amazing. As an entrepreneur, that's something that I look forward to. When I hear that, I'm like, I definitely want that. So can you tell me why an entrepreneur should go with your platform rather than seeking out venture capitalists or other resources?
Well, you know what? I don't necessarily – well, as a business owner, I'm definitely going to advocate and say that I'm the best person out there. But just to be direct, I mean, I like to make sure I communicate to the owners directly. And every business is different. Every business has a unique proposition, a unique position, and there's tons of opportunities out there as far as, you know, getting businesses funded. You know, what we operate in is a small sector, but there's so many different opportunities. Venture capital, that's one way. You know, we specialize, we have a network of lenders that will extend a commercial line of credit product over for our clients. Now, you know, some people, if you have a business that qualifies and meets certain requirements, we can get you some capital that way. Some people may have businesses that they have a really great idea and they're pre-revenue. They're not generating any type of revenue. It's going to be challenging to go into, you know, a traditional lending source and, you know, leverage your great idea. But, you know, you might have a really great pitch where you can sit in front of a venture capitalist, get them excited, and they may be interested in funding your dream. So what we operate in is just a small space that can complement just about every other funding opportunity out there. The great thing about what we do is that you can get a line of credit for your company that's not dependent on how much revenue your business is generating. And you can still go out and, say, get an SBA loan-type product, or you can go out and meet with a venture capital if you want to, you know, trade some equity in your business. So this is a great tool, you know, regardless of what type of lending sources that you go after. You're going to need some working capital. You're going to need some funding to keep the lights open and the doors swinging open and letting customers come in and find you so you can promote your business. with that, I think we excel in. I think we're the top in the space. I don't think there's any competitor that can duplicate or beat what we can do there. Now, you know, SBA loan products, and I'm pretty sure you might get into that, or even venture capital, they have their plus and minuses. But I think for what we do, it's a great fit for all types of businesses, regardless of if you're over 2 years or if you're under 2 years, or even if you're in, like, a high-risk lending industry right now, like medicinal marijuana, where legally you can't necessarily, you know, get too much funding for that. So I think, you know, we're the best when it comes to that.
Okay. Now, let's say I want to bring one of my favorite businesses. I'll use my personal business, Vogel Academy.
Okay.
How would you walk me through the funding process? Give me all the details that you can give me.
Well, so as far as walking through the funding process, the first step for getting funding with us is that you have to have a business in place and good standing registered with your state. So you have to, you know, regardless of what state you're in, you have to take the steps to get a business that's registered, right? Now, it could be an S corp, it can be a C corp, it can be an LLC, you know, depending on your taxes and your attorney. You know, whatever best is going to benefit your particular situation, you can have one of those companies, right? And then, you know, for us, because we're not looking at necessarily how much revenue the company is generating, we can look at your FICO, right? So we can look at how strong your personal credit is, and then we can secure our funding around there. So you can essentially have a business that's not generating one penny whatsoever and still get some capital to make the business move forward, right? So those are the two main areas that we look for, and that's what we tend to walk, you know, people through. If your personal credit is not, it has a little bit of challenges that you need to work through, you know, we can kind of take you through those steps in order to put your business in a place to where it can get funded. Now, once your business is operating and you have a great business plan, you can show that you're generating revenue, you know, to get you there, we can definitely leverage a line of credit. But once you're there, the doors open up tremendously. You know, you have a business that's 2 years seasoned, generating some revenue. You know, it's a lot easier to share that vision with, like, a venture capitalist, because they can see that, hey, if I give you this $100,000 or $500,000, these will be my returns, and you have real hard core numbers to show versus just projections and models, right? So, you know, for us, you know, we're like that beginning stage. A lot of entrepreneurs come to us right in the beginning, and we just walk them through step by step. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I actually got a tweet from @MarshallQuest. He would like to know, what type of loans do you provide? Again, he missed the front of the show where you broke that down.
Okay, awesome. So the great thing about what we do, it's not a traditional loan in the sense to where you get the funding. The minute you collect the funding, you have to start making payments back. So it has some flexibility. These are unsecured, so they're not tied to any asset or collateral, revolving lines of credit. And so because they don't reflect on your personal credit, they are reflecting the business, your debt utilization, your credit utilization won't be affected. But this is a revolving, no terms. You can use a credit line over and over and over again. It's more of a permanent type fixture for your business, unlike a traditional loan where the moment you have it, there's an expiration date. You have to make your monthly payments plus interest until you complete that term, and that's it. With the line of credit, you can use it, pay it off, use it, pay it off, use it, pay it off, use it, over and over and over again. So it's one of those tools that you have it when you need it, and when you need it, or when you don't need it, you're not paying for it.
Mm, okay, that's pretty good to know. So how were you personally introduced to this funding platform? Because I wasn't introduced to it until I actually heard it from you. So can you run us through that story?
Well, my background has always been in investing. When I was 18, I bought Carlton Sheets. I was really excited about real estate investing. When I was 18, I bought Carlton Sheets, and always wanted to get into the industry. And after some years working with some investors, you know, flipping properties, rehabbing properties, you know, you tend to come across what other investors are using to fund their business. For companies such as real estate investors who have a constant need to use funding, I mean, you're leveraging cash to acquire properties, to rehab it, to, you know, make a profit. You know, we're always looking for, you know, great funding sources and opportunities to help your business grow. And that's how I met and came across some investors that were leveraging these particular resources. And it's all about leverage. It's all about, you know, how to leverage a resource to get your get the results that you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what I've noticed with small businesses is that they need some seed capital to get started, and once the business is operating, it pretty much tends to take over. So they may not be in a need to continue to have that loan. So they're not in a position to constantly have to leverage capital that way. But if they were, you know, they will find out that you only can have one SBA loan out at a time. So, you know, once you get on that route, what other sources do you have, right? So that's why a lot of venture capitals, you know, you got IPOs, people always looking for funds to invest. Well, you know, same thing applies to real estate investing. However, you need, you know, capital when last minute things explode in your basement. So you tend to kind of shop around for resources, and you know, and that's what happened. You know, I came across and didn't realize that people weren't using or leveraging these particular resources in the manner that we were. And it became a lucrative opportunity to kind of share with other investors. And the company had really humble beginnings, and that's how it started to where, hey, you know, if you have a small business, do you realize that you can leverage it this way? So now that you have this capital, you know, what could your business do with an extra $25,000 to $50,000 in working capital that you didn't have to pay an immediate, you know, loan on, like a term on, right? You can have it revolving. So let's say your business operating, you paid a line of credit, you still have that $50,000 there that's there. So, you know, last minute payroll comes up, guess what? You have a line of credit that you can leverage. You know, last minute issues come up, you guess what? It's a great tool to have, and it just, you know, I don't think some people realize it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely. I got a tweet from Kay Pack. She would like to know, what would I need to sign up, and is there a limit to the amount provided?
Yes. So as far as the limits are concerned, so the line of credit will be based off of one or two things. If you have a business that's older than 2 years, so you no longer consider it a startup, and you're generating revenue, then the amount of the line of credit will be based off of how much revenue your company is generating. So most traditional bankers look at your debt service ratio, and there's a combination between that. This just basically means how much revenue is coming in versus the expenses that's there, you know, how much loan can you service, right? And so that's how it'll be structured. I'll take a look at, you know, how much revenue you're generating, you know, what your expenses going out, and then calculate it based off of that, right? Secondly, well, the second option, which I would consider the more popular option, is that we have a stated program that doesn't require income verification or collateral, but that one's going to be more so FICO-driven. So they're going to look at how well you manage your personal credit, the type of the level of funding that you're servicing, and then essentially base it off of that. So to give an example, if you look at your personal credit now and then you're managing, let's say, anywhere from 5 to, you know, 20,000 in personal loans, personal credit, you know, revolving credit, if you have, you know, managed that consistently and you showed a good history with managing that, we can essentially go out and match and duplicate that same amount of level of funding for a company that's brand new, right? You don't, your business hasn't shown the ability to generate a profit. However, you've shown the ability to manage large incomes of funding in your personal credit, we can essentially match that for you, right? So you can essentially have a company that's 2 days old, hasn't generated one penny of revenue, and still secure some capital as a startup. And that's huge, because in a startup space, it's you don't really come across those types of options. So.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I have two more questions for you. I know you're a very busy man, and I'm so glad you made time for myself and my listeners. I would like to know if there's any way you could walk us through your most memorable funding experience as discreetly as possible, because I don't want you to get in trouble. Would you be able to do that?
Yes. Well, I have so many. Like, I feel like my clients are my my baby, so to speak. But
yeah.
I meet with some really great business owners, some really great people that have some really great ideas, and we can help them out. Is always a benefit. It's always a plus to the job to do that. So one of my clients, they had like a small amount of debt on their personal credit, right? And so what we were able to do was to do a debt consolidation with them. So we were able to help them bring that small amount of debt down on their personal credit. And then once that was complete, we were able to go out and secure them a lot more on their business, right? So I think when they came to us, they were maybe at like a 601 credit score. And, you know, sometimes the lower scores be a little challenging. And I think they had, you know, like a little outstanding debt. So we were able to consolidate that. Their score jumped up like 70 points, I believe. And we were able to secure them $80,000 on their business.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, from a little bit of work, it took maybe about, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. You know, this brand new company, literally they haven't made any revenue in a company. They were able to secure $80,000. Now, with that $80,000, just imagine if you had a business right now. You had an idea and you had $80,000 to help bring that idea to a point to where, like, hey, you know, maybe I can go out here and start getting some venture capital because we've been able to get the doors open, show the ability to make revenue, and now we can get some venture capital on here to share our vision to, you know, invest $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 into our company. Well, we got that start here, right? And we got $80,000 that's not on our personal credit. So I don't have to worry about, you know, if we're maxed out at $80,000, my credit score taking a hit. It's like, hell no, I have my business and my personal separated, but now I have the ability to make my business move forward. So that was a really memorable position, and the client thanks us very often.
I bet. That's an amazing story. So I'm really getting a few key points from you that seems to be motivating me as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure the people listening. So when you get a line of credit, you need to use it as needed. So I shouldn't just get $80,000 from you and start swiping away.
Well, you know what? See, there's a thought here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just my personal preference. And so when you're in business and you get funding, right, whether it's venture capital or a line of credit, I mean, you're responsible for that funding. And the more responsible you can reflect yourself to whoever is giving you the money, the more safer they'll feel. And in most cases, they'll wind up giving you more. So, you know, how we evaluate that is with your personal credit, you know, for unsecured component and how other business operations, you know, look at that now. I mean, they look at your history, your P&L, your balance sheets, your P&Ls. But I'm all about leveraging your resources. Like when you write your business plan and you have a goal or option to meet, there's a lot of different roles you can take. But you want to leverage your resources as best you can in order to benefit your funding. I mean, it will benefit your business. You want to definitely, limit your liabilities, you know, use your credit or, you know, cash to generate assets that's going to return and generate your funding. So, I would think that the more responsible you are, you have a vision, you have a goal for your business, whatever dollar you're using should be in a direct relation to improve your business.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if that means that, you know, you have a personal styling business and you need to invest, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 to make sure that you travel to Magic every single year to network with other, you know, professionals in your industry, then that's going to move your business forward because it's going to return a dollar for you. Now, great tool to have your line of credit for, a great tool to leverage and use resources and write that into your business plan. However, if you are using, you know, funds to look a certain way, to go out and business lunches that's not going to yield any fruit, so to speak, then I don't necessarily think that's a a great leverage of resources. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's your responsibility to make sure that I got this funding out. Let me do the best I can with it. So it's easy, in my opinion, to get capital. What's hard is knowing how to leverage that, knowing how to turn 10 into 20, turn 20 into 100, 100 into a career, and hire some people to work for you. That's the hard part. The easy part is generating leverage and capital. That's the easy part.
Okay.
The hard part is knowing what to do with it.
That's true. I'm still working on that and taking classes as we speak. So in closing with your portion, I would like to know, do you have any tips or any advice in general for the entrepreneurs out there?
My tips and my advice is to take action. If you have some goals and you have a business that you want to do, take action. And so a lot of people get analysis paralysis, right? They get stuck. Take action. There are so many different opportunities out here to get your business funding. And even though I'm an advocate for what I do, simple, fast funded, unsecured revolving business lines of credit, funding for entrepreneurs. I mean, I love working with real estate investors, but any type of small business, we can definitely provide some funding for you. But there's so many different opportunities out there. You just need to take action, have a plan, be focused, and win. I mean, no one's going to give it to you. You got to go out here and take it. And so that's just how I believe, and that's my only advice. If you come to Simple Fast Funded, we can definitely get some capital to get started. But, you know, once the ball is in your court, the ball is in your court, so you have to make the shot.
All right. That's a great quote.
You have to take the shot. You have to take the shot. You don't have to make it. You have to take it. You have to take it. You can miss 100. But take the 101, it can go in for you.
That's great. I love that. Again, this is Mike Mann from SimpleFastFunded.com. Thank you so much for taking some time out to speak with myself and as well as my listeners. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me. This was fun. So if anybody wants to get in contact with me, you can shoot me an email or, you know, you can give me a call. I don't think we made an announcement with my information out there just yet. So.
No, we didn't. You can go ahead and provide it for them.
Okay. So you can reach me at 630-974-5506. Again, at 630-974-5506. And you can email me at Michael, so that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, .Mann, M-A-N-N, at SimpleFastFunded.com.
Yay, I wish I had one of those applause features. Yay.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, again, that was Mike Mann from Simple Fast Funded, breaking down one of your funding options that you could look forward to. I definitely work with Mann, and he's awesome. If you are looking to research some other funding options, feel free to basically ask your family and friends. A tip that I have about this is to have safe goals when you're asking people for their hard-earned money, and also to have written contracts. I have a few friends that ask family and friends for money to invest in their business, and he just wanted some startup cash, and he's going to offer them free services as a result. And when his business blew up, they were like, no, we want portions of the business. And he was like, no, that's not what this is. So make sure that you have contracts in place when you're dealing with issues like that. Another resource is to actually have crowdsourcing platforms. I know you heard of Kickstarter, GoFundMe, and even Charitable Tees. I'm currently working on a Charitable Tees platform for myself because I want to do funding for my nonprofit organization. So I'm going to do T-shirts with great slogans on the front and or the back, and also I'm promoting my business. When people buy those T-shirts, they'll see a great, impactful, and powerful quote along with something that highlights my business name. So I have walking billboards going around of my supporters that hopefully can be able to break down what Mogul Academy is all about and how we plan on changing the future. Now, my last one is actually small business lending forms, which is, of course, simplefastfunded.com through Mike Mann. It's a great initiative. I want to take the time to highlight our entrepreneur of the day, which is Tyann Hodges. She's the founder of Allure Lace Wigs. I know the hair industry is a dynamic industry, and this young lady was able to take her lace wigs from a $15K profit business to a $400K in 1 year. And she has a few tips on how to grow your business. One, she advises that you get training and stay up to date with trends and techniques within your industry or your market. Maximize the art of the visual sale by showcasing your products via website and or social media. Diversify your source of funding. She basically says you do what you have to do for your dreams and your business. So embrace that control and the trial error portion of being an entrepreneur and practice being frugal. Remember what I asked Mike, is it okay for me to start swiping away with that $80K that his company could provide me with? Yeah, you got to be frugal, guys. And lastly, she says, partner with others within your industry to expand the knowledge of your platform, products, and do a lot of research. You also have to partner with people that can help elevate your brand. Develop some type of buzz about your brand in affiliate networks that you might not have been able to reach on your own. It's very, very important. In regards to venture capital, I have heard from many entrepreneurs that venture capital is a little difficult to achieve. So basically, you can go to you can Google venture capital firms, venture capitalist firms, and figure out which one best suits your organization. However, I've heard a little feedback that when you do venture capital relations, that it's hard for you to actually maintain 100% of your organization. Sometimes you have to, in order to receive funding, you have to give away a portion of your business. Me personally, I don't like that. I want to be 100% in control of my business at all times. That's why I prefer the platform that Mike brought to the forefront within today's conversation. I think that's the best thing because, therefore, you're in charge of your business at all times. I think that's just the best way, unless you're trying to get a lot of money. We're talking Facebook investment proceeds. I don't know why you would need that immediately, even though the tech industry is very, very expensive and also lucrative if you do it correctly. So venture capital can be extremely difficult. Different forms have different rules and regulations. They usually list those on their websites. And also you have some secret venture capitalist firms that only go by word of mouth, and they have these meetings and things like that where you have to be invited by a certain affiliate. Those are very interesting as well. I attended one of those about a month and a half ago, and I was like, this is just not for me. Some advice on how to find events in your area and your niche that can help you develop your business is by using Eventbrite. It's a great resource and a phenomenal tool where you can just put in your special niche, put in your location, and see if there are events hosted within your area that relate to your market or your industry. If you don't see any, that means that there's a need for it. Basically, create your own events, even if it's at your own shop. See if you can house other events and bring people to you and your product, and hopefully they'll bring their money as well. We had one more thing to reach out to you as we prepare for the close show. We have a quote of the day. It's, "Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. Let your learning lead to action." That's by Jim Rohn, and that's a part of our Monday motivation. We also have some fun facts of the day, things that happened on this very day. Well, this isn't too fun, but I want to take the time to acknowledge that Bob Marley passed away on May 23rd, and he was buried in Jamaica on this day. So in honor of of Bob Marley, let's remember him today. So that's something that happened today in history. and that's also a very prominent person within history. So again, this is Jessica LaShawn. We're talking about how to fund your business. I basically picked you my favorite funding platform, which is simplefastfunded.com with Mike Mann. If you would like to be featured on our show, feel free to shoot me an email at jl@jessicalashawn.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. You're absolutely awesome. And let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to tweet me. And prepare for our next show. Thank you for tuning in for Business Mondays. And I see that, oh, for those of you, oh, I just got a tweet that said, you can reach Mike at simplefastfundedagain.com. For his phone number, feel free to visit the playback as well. We appreciate you guys. And have a good one.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.